The next topic was the role of BRCA germline mutation testing and the use of PARP inhibitors in breast cancer, specifically olaparib, in patients with metastatic disease in a BRCA germline mutation. Dr. Hurvitz commented on her approach.
So for a woman with triple-negative breast cancer, we run through our therapies pretty quickly, and the progression-free survival is fairly short with single-agent sequential chemotherapy, which is the standard of care. We know from the data that PARP inhibitors are better tolerated and yield a three-month or more progression-free survival. It's a targeted therapy delivered orally. I'd really like to give this patient a chance at it. On the other hand, for HER2-positive or ER-positive HER2-negative, we have a number of targeted therapies that are well-tolerated available to this patient. I wouldn't at this point be doing BRCA testing if she's not Ashkenazi Jewish and absolutely no family history. Although I think in the future, we're going to be doing more and more studies. We're going to be doing cell-free tumor DNA and running genetic tests on pretty much everyone. It's just as of today and what we're doing and keeping in mind insurance coverage, I wouldn't do it upfront in anyone but a triple negative who's 65.
Using multiplex testing such as NGS in general when you run out of options. You can also get data from that kind of assay that relates to this question. You know, even in germline patients, you're going to see those changes in the tumor. And we ask you all are saying if you see either somatic BRCA mutations or PALB2 germline mutations, you're going to consider a PARP inhibitor. Any comments, George, and also this issue of do you do germline testing or you do somatic like NGS and then reflex germline if the family wants to know?
Yeah, I said no here, but it was a very iffy no based on the fact that I didn't feel like I had enough data to know for sure. I actually have done it for a patient with a PALB2 germline mutation. Let me say just something about BRCA testing. You know, the price of not just BRCA1 and 2 testing, but of all germline testing for cancer mutations is falling like a rock. And, you know, 2, 3, 4 years from now, it's going to be the price of a CBC in most hospitals. I suspect that we are rapidly approaching a period as a result of sort of technologic imperialism where every cancer patient is going to have panel testing the moment their cancer is diagnosed. I think 5 years from now, that's a reasonable likelihood. Now, we don't have enough genetics counselors on the planet to tell us what to do with all of this data, but I suspect we're going to have it, and I suspect it's going to be ubiquitous. And so whatever answer I gave you tonight, I suspect I'm going to be doing something different next year.